then you would go. And if you know a major scale, then even more power to you, right? But it's very simple, very effective, no low pressure, right? You could do four bars, but it's a little, then it gets a little, now you're just sitting around playing chords for four bars, it's a little much, and then you have nothing under you. It's okay, it's not as nice as two, and one might be too much work. It's too much work going back and forth. So I highly recommend the two, trading twos. On a complicated jazz tune, whatever you're playing, the trading twos always works because it's musical. You know, every hit song, well, not every, I gotta be careful what I say. You know, most songs are written in two bar phrases. I've been working on the railroad. That's two bars. And it's no accident that this tune is, you know, for lack of a better word, classic. And it's four bars per line because it's two phrases. So moving on from trading, more advanced people, you don't have to just do two and two. You can throw in chords anywhere. So one, two, three. Structure, right? If you just solo without any chords, you know, then the venue owner comes over and says, can we put the game on? I'm just teasing. So you get what I mean. So, but you know, use chord accents. Now, of course, the more chord voicings you know, then the easier that is. And advanced people know lots of chord voicings all over the neck, so you should never be short of. Or even just a triad, you know, advanced people know triads all over, hopefully you know at least three sets of triads per string set, like for a G, you should know, you know, that's the lower strings, I'm not going to demonstrate them all, and then the middle string, and then the upper, I guess I am going to demonstrate them all, you know, or even if you can't get the full chord, just get a little triad there. So act, that's the second part. Accent whenever you feel like you need structure. The third thing is dyads. Dyads is two notes at the same time. You got a G major scale, you got, let's do it on one string. Whoops. And then the dyad would be the third up from each of those. So it kind of goes back to the harmonized scale. It goes the same pattern. Major, 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 minor, minor, major, major, minor, minor, major. And so those are very effective in solo playing. So going back to Dino Want to Blow. Sorry, couldn't help it. Couldn't help. Yeah, right. That's a classic dyad lick. But see how effective those are? So I'm not saying to use them all the time. And it's a great way to add structure where you don't have to slave over grabbing these big chord voicings. All right, next is arpeggios. You know, more advanced players know how to play chord tones only. You'll get there at some point. Arpeggios are hugely powerful for solo playing because you can always land on a chord tone or stay on chord tones. Not that you're going to play the arpeggio. I don't mean to play the arpeggio unless you want that particular, like, or something fancy like a sweep or, you know, if you're going for something like that. But what I mean is to use those for structure. So I'm I'm seeing this. And I'm seeing over the G, I'm seeing this over C. And I'm seeing. And I never have to leave the Shire because they're all right there. So three, four. Do is just connect. It's like playing like chords. When you're playing single note lines, you're really playing chords just one at a time ish. Alright, so any questions there? I mean, of course, advanced players know their arpeggios anywhere. You know, pick me a fret number, Art.